Bert remembers it all. You have a more detailed listing of the pit budget there on that second page that Shan provided for us. On that page. Okay, we hit Hume Cap and landfill a little bit yesterday with the commissioners, but just a quick, since it's in this tab, a quick review again. You can see that Hume Cap is down a little bit year over year and is below what we expect to raise through that tax rate. So that balance, we were intentionally trying to let that balance rebuild a little bit because we had taken it very low. So that we're in good shape there. And then on landfill.
We did this one yesterday.
Yeah, we did this one yesterday and kind of covered that the big changes there were in the liability insurance. Things that are just kind of, we got to do them. But I think outside of those, everything was fairly flat.
How about the debt service bond for water and sewer? When will that be paid off?
Well, that's the one we started just here in 2021. So, I think we did one in 2020 and one in 2021. And so they're 20-year bonds also. Actually, I think I take that back. Those are 35-year bonds.
Yeah, because it was all underground.
That's right. That's right. Those are 35-year bonds. But we had to do that to keep it at, you know, we would have done it in a more accelerated fashion if we could have afforded it. But since we were adding a debt service levy that was going to add to the tax rate, we tried to keep that as minimal as possible to impact tax bills as minimally as possible. The GO bonds that Emma referenced, those finish off next year. That was the ones that we used to replace the revenue from that one lost year of EMS lit. And we essentially split that impact up over 3 years via that bond. So 2026 is the last week that was in place, 24, 25, and 26.
So 26 is our last
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we, this just comes from tax money?
Yeah, that's a tax rate.
Okay, so our tax rate should...
It'll go down.
Go down.
Right.
Okay.
If I remember right, that's around a nickel. Between 4 and 5 cents is that tax rate for that GO bond. Okay. Anybody have any questions on any of those? Janet, you look like you had a question. Or you look like you were, okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we had three things that came up yesterday that I feel like we can answer now. You guys tell me differently, but we had extension asking about the program assistant, recorder asking about the position to start advertising to replace Beth Keeney's position, and then the administrative position for the Sheriff's Department. And I feel comfortable that having gone through this, we're okay.
I think so too. I think the sheriff one, especially if we're going to fill the full time at the requested rate and leave the other one empty at the moment. That's good.
Yeah, I'd like you to be as slow as possible on replacing the part time, but if the workload can be carried by the three full timers there.
The extension program, they definitely need that position. And who was the third one?
Kylie wanted to Beth to start advertising to replace Beth.
And that was to get that person in there by November.
Have a little bit of time to mm-hmm. overlap, which is a policy we've done many times. I think it pays off. So Ashley, consider that your green light.
Thank you.
Do we need to call Cecily?
You probably. Should email her.
That's good.
So the only other thing that I kind of have on my list that may be outstanding, and you tell me whether you want to talk about it now or even Melissa referenced it having maybe some more information after their new finance committee meets, but is that salary for the health administrator position moving forward to the salary that will be associated with that when we move away from interim and back to full-time. So do you want to tackle that now, or do you want to? Mary referenced kind of what I was thinking earlier, in that if all we did was go back to the position it was paid at last year, budget-wise, it's neutral.
Thank you, everybody.
Take care, sir.
No,
thank
not
you
last
much.
Year.
Take care.
Because
for this year.
Well, are you talking just taking it back to what Rodney was
correct.
Making?
Correct. If you went back to that level.
Yes, and I would say we're still getting a bargain at that rate with her qualifications. With her qualifications.
Well, would that include, I guess that goes back to built in these budgets, we've got people with all different increases in wages, so right. I think we have to address that.
Right. Well, that's what I'll be my next thing. But as far as individual positions that I felt like had specific questions to, that was the last one. And unless somebody else is remembering one that I've been forgetting, that was the last one that I.
Well, what triggered my thought was, were we going to include, let's say, if it's 1, 2, 3 for this year, for that position. So that was what triggered that thought, was whether or not it would include.
I could be persuaded to just go back to the last published position that Rodney had, and that's the new wage.
I agree with that. I think she's worth it, but I think then we have to remember that that's way above the survey, and if we're doing EMS and we're doing other places above the survey, that's, you know, it is. And I think, you know, we talked about we want to be fair, but then we have these exceptions that we wanted to do, and we agree to the exceptions, and it just opens us up for more requests for exceptions. We can deal with them one at a time, but it,
it's tough, and I guess what I feel like is that none of the exceptions we made, they're unique circumstances that we're not just saying, hey, we like Joe Public,
and I think we can realistically face all the requests for other exceptions as they come along. But I do believe that the health department needs that person. It's in better shape than it's been for a long time.
Well, on that one, because we would be making a change, I would need a motion if we were going to
change from what the said 60 something.
I think I hear a consensus that everybody feels that way, but we need to have a vote on the record that we would be resetting it to the former occupant's last salary.
Do we know what that is? I don't know off the top of my head what that would be.
It was in here, wasn't it? 77?
It was pretty sick. I think she referenced it was $14,000 more.
It was 70. He had put it in 11.6. He had put it in the first budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was 79. It was 71.
So don't rant.
71.979. 71.979 is what what the budget was for 2020.
So I guess what I was saying, to relate back to the discussion about raises, is that's, to me, that would be the salary. We're not doing a raise on top of that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I was thinking he was making 77. But 71 is what's listed
71.
Here.
And I was thinking 71, so I think that might be right.
That's right.
And where is she right now, Carol?
63. Carol, would you like to make a motion?
I make a motion that we put into the budget 71,979 for the Health Department Administrator for 2026.
Okay. Anybody care to second that?
I'll second that.
Todd with the second. Any last-minute discussion? We've covered this pretty in-depth, so I'm not sure we need to, but just last comments. Okay. All those in favor, raise your right hand. I believe that carries 7-0. So we will make that adjustment in the book. Now, I think the last major thing here is the guidance on or a decision on raises.
Yes.
Prosecutor.
Prosecutor.
Yep. Yep. Okay. I did one thing that, let me get this, when I messaged Cecily after that, and if we're going to talk about this, we probably need to ask the prosecutor to come back down, but I wondered if we couldn't So what the prosecutor's logic was there is to go to the low end of the statewide survey. If we stay at least attached to our survey and we go to the high point of our survey, they're very close, but the number's a little bit lower, 47,000 some odd dollars versus the 48,000 some odd dollars his was. But I feel more comfortable attaching it to our survey rather than that, as Carol said. And then we're just completely detaching from the survey, and
well,
that feels like a bridge too far.
Well, we got into that with Stephen, and then you're having everybody taking their time when they should be working, doing damn surveys, and coming back and arguing with us.
So that would be, we had a really thorough discussion, you know, earlier in the year about the deputy prosecutors, and quite frankly, I'm okay with those only because of, as I said, we just keep raising pauper attorney, raising pauper. I mean,
no, that's a good point.
What the other side of the table, we keep giving them more and more and more, and then we don't do anything for the people that are actually the county employees. So, you know, for that $7,000-$8,000 that was, that seemed, I didn't really have a problem with that.
So you want an aggressive start at X dollars and then in 6 months?
No. I'm saying he was proposing a shift upward. And
to the low point of his survey.
Yeah, I didn't have the deputy prosecutor numbers from the state survey. Did you have those? Is that where he got 90?
I don't remember seeing them
in sure
there. I don't
there
think they were. I just saw the paralegals and the office manager, and I wasn't able to find the deputy.
90,
so that might be a good question.
I think 90 is the middle of the high range of our survey. So I think we'd be okay going there.
Do we want to have him come down and talk real quick about the paralegals?
Well, one thing.
He's coming back down. I just texted him.
Okay.
One thing, you know, and he has a good point, okay? He's not going to replace a position, so he has X amount of money.
Got one?
Yeah.
I have a hard time giving him all that money to give it back in increases, because and then we're not benefiting anything.
So if we
settle for half, and he can divide it up that way.
For half of what?
Half of that 48,000 that he's not replacing. He wants to take all 48,000 and give it to everybody that's already there.
Well, that's, we don't need to do that. That's too much. But.
Well, that's what he's doing. That's what he said he would do.
There's four paralegals.
We'd be a net plus 15,000 with that position give back if we, at the current numbers. So anything we would reduce would be taking that down even further. Hey, Tony, thanks for coming back down.
I hadn't been following the discussion by watching on the video. I feel like I've been called in the principal's
room. Well, you're kind of our last loose end here.
Yeah,
our big, well,
where we are. So.
Except for the big loose end.
It's a big loose end, yeah. I think from we were discussing as we waited for you to come down, I think what I was hearing was there was a pretty general consensus. Somebody speak up if I'm summarizing wrong about moving the deputies to the 90. I think we felt like that was reasonable and justified. We have, at least I have, I referenced that I had a little bit of discomfort just completely jettisoning the county survey methodology and moving to a completely different survey. And so when I checked with Cecily, the number that I threw out as a way of comparing it and linking them was that if we went to the high point of our survey, it would be 47,392, which is a little bit less than what your 48,000 dollar one was, but I felt more comfortable having it linked to our survey at least. So that's kind of where we had just kind of left off, and I was saying, well, if we're talking about changing that number lower, we got to have Tony in the room, and that's when I asked for you to be called. So
I appreciate the consideration council is giving to my request. I had merely asked you to go through your process with due diligence and arrive at what you felt was appropriate. The discussion you've had about the survey, I know, especially for those council people who participated in the committee, you're very wedded to your survey. And as I look at that, it was a snapshot, and it provided a good framework. But I think that going forward, the model is going to have to be that we work off of that framework. I don't see how you could take that as being a forever survey, because it was, after all, just a snapshot, and things change over time. And so, I think that going to the high point in the county survey is certainly a reasonable way to proceed. The county survey, as you pointed out earlier in your discussion, was a survey of about 20 similarly situated counties, whereas the IPAC survey is a 92-county survey statewide. And so there's certainly a rationale to be followed there. Understand that as I compete, when I have vacancies to hire, I am competing in a fairly regional market that includes counties that are paying well above what I pay or can pay. And so I'm competing against Boone County and Tippecanoe County for the most part when I'm seeking candidates for position in my office. And that's largely what's been driving my request to try and get those salaries moved, because I can't compete right now. I had the last paralegal vacancy, to fill that vacancy with people who truly had paralegal certifications, I gave out multiple job offers that were rejected. They would not take it because it was too big of a pay cut. Even though they presently live in this county and have to commute to one of those other counties to work, it was too large of a pay cut. So it's not like I have a preference for people from other counties.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for the people that have the skills that are needed in the office.
What was
long-winded answer on my part. I'm a lawyer. I like to talk.
What was the number
you threw out? I am asking for whatever you can do to accommodate my request.
Well, I've thrown out an idea. If anybody else has a different idea, I'll entertain it.
Don't forget the office manager is also a standalone.
The office manager was also there. There were three paralegals and the office manager.
The office manager seemed to be, based on your survey, was more fairly compensated than I had noticed that.
Yes, that's true. The office manager was more in line with both the IPAC survey and with the pay level that was set on that position. Took my proposal on it. It was a 10% increase as compared to a much larger increase that was necessary to move the other paralegals forward.
The office manager request is almost the same as the high point of the last year's survey.
Okay.
Good, good.
Now we're going to have people asking us for the high point.
Well, the difference is, again, that we, at least for the paralegals, is that we reviewed the positions and
we changed the requirements.
We redid them.
And the office manager was also
was
reviewed.
Was it? Okay.
And the educational requirement or experience was added to that job description.
So I guess I'll again say, if all of those other departments want to do like Tony did and completely follow the playbook beginning to end, you know, we should probably come to the same conclusion, but.
And I have one more question for you, Tony. So you have three paralegals, and I know they have different longevity.
They do.
Do you feel they all need to go to this same level?
In the current scheme, yes, because they're all doing the same job. It's not as if there's a differentiation. We would say one of them has to have more training, qualification, or experience to do their job. And so the county's current longevity pay scheme is what makes the difference for them.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure that you didn't feel like one of them was still in training kind of a situation.
That's the differentiation would be the one that I have moved to the office manager position is still doing paralegal work as well, but that's taken care of in resetting the office manager salary higher.
And then we're not going to fill the fourth paralegal position.
At this point, they're handling the workload, and so to help to finance this move, I would surrender that and zero that one out and move those dollars around to help fund this.
Yeah, make sure that part's in the minutes.
Yeah.
Pin or pin the video.
The lawyer agreed to do this.
Yes.
Under oath, right?
So for those four positions, again, the chair is usually not supposed to make a motion, but do I hear a consensus forming around moving those to the high point of our former salary is it'd be slightly, well, the paralegal positions be slightly lower than the budgeted request, so it'd be a savings in the budget, and but a significant increase over the current level.
Carol, do you have those numbers? Do you have the number, the high point number?
The high point number.
47.
The high point number for the paralegals would be 47,399.35.
Yeah, so say 47,400.
And you want the office manager?
Yes.
As well? But I just do it. Too many things upside down.
Okay, I make the motion to follow Alan's recommendation of
moving to the county high survey high point.
Yeah,
the other one for the office manager is 52,810.76, which is just $100 or so less than your request.
So I have a motion from Joe to make that adjustment. I have a second from Mike on that. Any other discussion before we vote?
Sir.
Seeing none, all those in favor, raise your right hand. That motion carries. So that takes care of you.
And then was there going to be a motion on the deputy prosecutors?
I don't think we have to because there's no change to what was submitted.
What you're asking.
I asked a lot. I just want to make sure
we
got it all done.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming back down.
Thanks, Tony.
So here's where we are. We have gone through the whole budget. We don't have a whole nother day advertised on the 23rd, and really the only issue that I see outstanding, well, two issues, are the insurance and the rate raises.
We're not going to know about insurance.
And we're not going to know about insurance, and we're probably not going to know about it by the 23rd because our committee meeting is not till the 26th.
That's a little tough to find that out.
Don't we have to have three readings, though?
I do think you're right. I wondered that, too. I think we've got to have three readings.
Billy,
so do you?
Were we going to discuss compensation for the commissary?
Well, okay, three things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Compensation for what?
I mean, since we did add it in the job description.
Yeah. I have one other thing. You know, we heard Liz yesterday talk about her positions, the building inspector having a hard time
That's the other one that we didn't talk about.
Asking for more money. And I put together, this was my bedtime thinking last night, an idea to be able to take that position, if I can find my notes now, to take that building inspector position to 70K, which was something she thought was increasing the request by $4,000 plus benefits would increase as well. And in order to make that work, the assistant also would get hired at 45,000 even. So there we have those two positions, and then we consider the raises for her department in a different way. So we would just give Liz a 1% raise, the next person a 2% raise, and we eliminate the extra help and the planned overtime, which kind of fills in the money for the gap of that extra 4,000 plus benefits of increasing that building inspector. We need those positions filled. So I'm just trying to figure out how to fill them creatively. And Liz is overcompensated as far as the survey. And so it also, by having a 1%, it keeps that from getting bigger.
I like your ideas. Here's my question, or here's my thing. If we're going to get into this very much detail,
yes,
I don't like making changes to a budget without the department head in the room, and so
that's
I would
right.
want to call her, or we can say, we've got to come back on the 23rd. So let's do it on the 23rd. Let's do area plan. Let's make the decision about that. Can we? I think we can. So she's already, has she advertised the building inspector one yet, or is she waiting? I can't remember. Did that get in before?
I think she's been trying to fill it.
I think so.
That one's already in
process. I thought she had been holding off.
No, it was the second one.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah.
It was the second one when she was holding off, but the first one she's telling us she needs more money, and she had somebody who would take it if she had more money.
So there's some moving parts
there.
She
never told us how much more, though.
Yeah, she did.
there's some moving parts there that I think, let's, we can talk with her offline between now and then, and we can maybe have a plan that we could be ready to present on the 23rd.
She told us she needed between 70 and 90K.
Yeah.
We need to talk about the raises. We'll do that on the 23rd, make that final decision. And then we got to talk about the commissary changes to the job duties on that job description, because, you know.
And I know taking different percentages of raises.
That was a good comeback. That was a good question. That was a fair question.
Different percentages of raises would make the office staff have to work harder, but we need to figure out.
All right, so we're coming back on the 23rd.
Coming back on the 23rd. I don't expect it'll be a real long, couple hours, but that'll be our second reading.
I'm on vacation that week.
Are you really?
I'm going to be in town, but I'm still on vacation.
Of course,
we've got
projects to work on.
We'll be quick.
No, I'm just messing that. I have no plans.
All right. So, good job. This was a good budget. I mean, this was pretty smooth, all things considered.
Thank you for the raise.
Okay. I'm trying to write down. On the 23rd, APC.
I got another meeting.
What else are we doing?
Raises.
All raises.
And commissary.
To you guys. Thank you.
Okay.